C.J. Stroud's last work of the summer was the drive that opened Wednesday's joint practice against the Panthers in Charlotte. First play, a completion to Dalton Schultz. Then a catch on the sideline by Xavier Hutchinson down the field. Then a slant to Justin Watson in the face of a split blitz. Then a throw to rookie Lewis Bond, who took it in for the score, all per Mark Vandermeer at HoustonTexans.com. Practice work, not a game line, but practice work that moved the people watching it. Team analyst John Harris's verdict on the day? Best offensive football I've seen from a Texans team in training camp? Maybe ever. Dominated from play one. DeMeco Ryans put the credit up front. From my vantage point, the offensive line was really the bright spot for me watching the offense, per Jared Koch at Texans on SI. Stroud does not appear in the reporting on Friday's 16-13 finale loss, in which most starters rested, per Koch. So the Charlotte session stands as his closing argument, and it answers half of last week's watch item. He did work against another defense again, just not in a game. The other half of that watch item, who is running routes for him, got a full cut day answer. Five receivers made the roster: Nico Collins, Kayshon Boutte, Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Noel, and Jared Wayne, per the club's official roster page. Boutte arrived from New England by trade on Tuesday, per the club's transaction report. Tank Dell went on injured reserve designated for return, out at least 4 games, per Koch. And the three veterans, Zay Jones, Sterling Shepard, Justin Watson, were all released Sunday, per the transaction report. Houston is also carrying only 2 quarterbacks, Stroud and Davis Mills, after releasing Brett Ripien, first reported by Aaron Wilson at KPRC2. The protection picture changed too. Braden Smith is out a few weeks with a foot injury, and Trent Brown is the frontrunner at right tackle for week one, per Koch, with tackle Nate Thomas traded in from Dallas as insurance. The June read on Stroud was 2 nearly identical seasons, and an offseason spent removing his excuses: a repeat play caller, a rebuilt line, a promoted number 2 receiver. The last of those broke 2 weeks ago with Jaden Higgins's torn ACL, and the patch June never imagined is now the plan. A receiver traded in 6 days ago, and the young players already in the building. But the line, the piece of the excuse removal argument that looked shakiest at 50-50 on pressures 2 weeks ago, just drew the head coach's praise as the bright spot of the Charlotte week. The excuses keep changing shape. The closing week's evidence says the quarterback and the line in front of him are not among them. We'll be back as the opener gets closer. Data via NFL Verse.